Unit 2, Section 2. Tips for creating lower level descriptions. Fields. You have all of the same fields available to use at component level as you did at the collection level. ISADG discourages repetition of information at lower levels, but this is not necessarily helpful in an online context, so you may prefer to repeat information where you think it is appropriate. For the purposes of online discovery, it can be useful for some information to be repeated, especially as the user may initially encounter components out of context. It is also important to ensure that the information you provide is relevant to the level of description. Component level descriptions are searchable on the hub. This means that a search may return a specific component of a collection, but not the collection level description itself, thus presenting the component to the user out of context. This may mean that the user could be presented with a component simply called bundle or miscellaneous, and in these cases it could help the user to have some top-level information displayed at the component level, such as the name of the originator or perhaps the access conditions. Do remember though that users can navigate up the structure to the collection level description. Component structure. Components in EAD can be referred to by number, where a first level component is CO1, second level CO2, all the way down to C12. The numbers indicate the position of the component in the hierarchy. They do not dictate what description level that component is. For instance, you may have a CO1 that has level subseries and a CO1 that has level file in the same description. Similarly, items may appear as CO3s in one description and CO4s in another. It all depends on the structure of the collection. If you preview your description as EAD by clicking the Preview EAD button in the left-hand pane, you will see the numbering of the components and how they are nested, with CO2 being completely contained within CO1. Click the Back button on your browser to get back to the editing interface. Deleting components. Take a quick look at the tree structure in the left-hand pane. Specifically, look next to the component title. Components which have red crosses next to them can be deleted. As soon as you add a dependent component, that will change. You can only delete the component which is lowest in the hierarchy. Let's take a look at how this works. If you look at your tree structure, you should have two first level components, CO1s, and one second level component, CO2. You will see that only the CO2 and the CO1 which does not have a dependent component are deletable. The CO1 that has a dependent component is not. To delete this first level component, you would first have to delete the lower level component that is dependent on it. Try this now. Highlight one of your components which has a red cross next to it and click Add Component. Notice that when you do so, the red cross disappears from next to the parent component and instead appears next to the new child component. If you click this red cross to delete the component you've just created, you will see that you are once again able to delete the original component above it. This is the end of Unit 2, Section 2.